The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, it doesn't take Common Core math to tell you if you're going to do a Steve Noble show with two guys named Steve, it's going to be a good show. You don't have to do anything else. You don't have to think. You don't have to pray. You don't have to study. Nothing. If you got two guys named Steve doing the same radio show, it's going to be well. Steve Bergstrom is here, who is, once again, I told you guys, I was going to keep doing this. We're going to keep bringing school board candidates in here and school board candidates that I respect and support so that we can continue to talk about taking back, because this might be the only chance we have, to literally take back control of the Wake County School Board system here in the Raleigh area, North Carolina. This is a battle that's not just local. It's all over the country. We see this happen. Thank you, Lord, for Loudoun County, Virginia, which really kind of set this, set the fuse. And now we see people all over the country who just get to a point where they're like, okay, I got to do something, which is exactly what happened to yours truly back in 2004. But Steve is running for District 8 here in Wake County School Board, District 8. Steve4schools.com is his website. That's F-O-R. Steve4schools.com, Steve Bergstrom. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. So this, I say this probably about 10 times a year at most. Somebody will be a guest on the show that has a way better voice than I do. And then I'm like, okay, fine. God's just trying to keep me humbled. But it's great to have you in here. And I want to spend some time talking about your story, where you came from, what you've done. Because for those of you that don't know, Steve has served our nation in the Air Force. He's currently a pilot. And so we want to acknowledge that and thank you for your service.
Thank you.
But for most people running for school board, a lot of the folks that I've had in this studio sitting in that seat, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, no, they weren't thinking about, quote unquote, being a politician. So we'll get to that part of your story. But just to kind of tell us where you grew up, where you're from, and going to the Air Force, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I grew up kind of all over the nation, really grew up in Dallas. My father was pretty involved, not necessarily in politics, but just in the community. Mm-hmm. Went through the Boy Scout of America's program. I'm an Eagle Scout. Thanks to my father, kind of really pushed me through that. He was a scout leader for many years. We moved to Sacramento prior to high school, went to school out in Sacramento. You and I were talking about just kind of the similarities that I saw growing up between Sacramento and kind of Wake County, really Southern Wake. Sacramento used to be very conservative then. Yeah. 80s, 90s, right around Rush starting to start out there. That's where he made his start. Started to become kind of purple and then blue.
Yep.
And saw a lot of the same things happen in school board out there. My father actually ran for school board in Northern California, lost. But he used to talk to me just about quality education, really just getting politics out of schools and everything like that. So when I started seeing that happening here in Wake County, I decided that I needed to run.
How old was your dad when – how old were you when your dad ran?
Wow. I was 15, I think.
Yeah, so did that.
So he was 40, so he was a few years younger than me.
Did that make an impression on you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because he was basically community involvement, care about your community, and then do something about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's these values that we try to instill in our kids they may, you know, I went through my phases of, you know, rebellion against my father, you know, not too much. I mean, but I think we go through those phases and then we go back to what we were taught growing up if we truly believe in that. I mean, the scriptures talk about that.
Yeah, so, raise your child in the way they should go. So, and when they are old, which we can debate what old means,
yeah,
but they will not depart from it. Yeah, and you come back around that, you have your time in the desert. And then you figure out by the time you're 30 that your parents actually are pretty smart.
Yeah.
And then you're willing to listen. And so that's the wisdom's already been planted in you. Why the Air Force?
Well, you know, I just wanted a way to pay for college.
That's good thinking.
I wrestled in college. They Title IX, the wrestling program. So I went to the I was playing basketball one morning. There was a bunch of Air Force cadets there. The Air Force commander was there. I played ball against him. I gave him a nice little elbow to the chin as I was going to the He liked my attitude, asked me if I wanted to join the Air Force. I said, sure. He gave me a scholarship.
Wow.
I did well. Went into the Air Force. I had a great career. Really loved my career.
Because how long were you in?
I was in 12 years.
So you were was the Air Force ROTC when you were in college? Is that what the deal was?
Yeah.
And where'd you go to school?
BYU.
BYU. And so, and then they pay for it.
Yeah, they
pay
for it.
Big deal.
I was the cadet commander there. It was the largest ROTC detachment in the nation at the time. So I graduated from there, graduated number one in my class, went to pilot training, had a great, great career in the Air Force. And I was doing well in the Air Force. And just decided to, for family life, decided to get out.
Yeah.
And now I'm with the airlines.
It's a tough gig. You were flying C-130s.
Yeah.
So then flying for Delta now is just...
It's great.
It's a big aircraft.
Yeah.
But it's not a prop.
Yeah. No, it's not. Yeah. It doesn't stop on a dime. Like.
What did... that's a big difference.
Yeah.
What did the Air Force do to you? Like, how did that change you or affect you? Sounds like you were pretty solid going in, but...
Yeah. I mean, and this is great because I haven't had the opportunity to talk about this in particular while I've been running for school board. You know, I talk about what I'm going to do for schools.
Sure.
But really, it was the leadership qualities that the Air Force taught me. And... that is the, I think, single biggest thing that is affecting Wake County schools and really local politics. There is a void of principled leaders in Wake County. And that's why I think the schools are becoming over-politicized. They are focused on the wrong things with agendas. So in the Air Force, I was really taught good leadership principles to look at a problem, look at it dispassionately, be able to really figure out what the issues were that were affecting that, and then come up with a responsible solution that involved input from everybody. But ultimately, I had to make the decision. I had to make the I was accountable for the issue, and I was accountable for coming up with the solution. And today, what we have in Wake County Public Schools is blame. Everybody else don't accept accountability or responsibility for the problems, and so it's a leadership vacuum going on.
Yeah, and so we have political leadership.
Mm-hmm.
We have ideological leadership.
Mm-hmm.
We do not have principled leadership because principled leadership does exactly what you're talking about, Steve. We're talking to Steve Bergstrom, running for District 8 here in Wake County, the Wake County School Board, steveforschools.com. When you don't have principled leadership, all they're going to do is chase a narrative. They're not going to look at anything dispassionately. They see everything through their political lens and then do whatever they can to chase after the political narrative. So that's why you see CRT and some of the crazy stuff you see in schools. And they don't want to be accountable. You have the same problem with Wake County Commission.
Yeah.
There's just seven of them there. They're all liberals. So it's just an echo chamber. It's not about leadership. It's about ideology and a narrative. And that's destroying the country, and it's destroying our children, quite frankly. We're talking to Steve Bergstrom, District 8, which is in southwest Wake County. We'll talk about that. And actually running for schools, making that decision to jump in. And we've got a lot to discuss. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Hey, let me give everybody here in Wake County, let me give you something to cheer about. Raleigh ranks 48th out of 50 large area metro cities in public school quality. Ooh, way to go, guys. Good job. Way to go. I appreciate that. While, listen to this, 69% of North Carolina parents said education's on the wrong track. Okay, so the vast majority of us understand that 48th out of 50 is a problem. 73% of North Carolina voters say classrooms have become more political, meaning CRT, gender, sexuality, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, basically they're trying to create little activists so that they can make next time there's a BLM situation, it can be even bigger. So all these people agree. We all go, yeah, that's a big problem. But I'm talking to Steve Bergstrom today, who's running for District 8, Southwest Wake County, steveforschools.com. And right before we hit came back into the segment, Steve, you were talking about parents have to realize they have to fight. And it's like, hey, I have knowledge, but with knowledge comes responsibility. And if you don't do anything, I'm going to go right out and say you're as much of a problem as the liberals that are calling all the shots. And the reason the liberals can call all the shots is because good people do nothing, which is going back to Edmund Burke. All that's necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. You complain, you know the stats, but you do nothing. It's inexcusable, especially if you're going to call yourself a Christian. And, you know, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is like it, Jesus said. Love your neighbor as yourself. And you say, well, you're not. right? I mean, we have to fight. We have to get engaged.
Well, I mean, even if you – I mean, if we're talking Christianity here, you draw some analogies there. Christ had a small circle of friends. What? He had 12?
Yeah.
12 really close friends
yeah.
there, right?
Yeah.
So I think the problem for a lot of parents is they are afraid mm-hmm. to come out and say something because they are afraid probably of losing some friendly neighbors or people that have different ideologies or that – you know, it's difficult to get down in the weeds in some of these things. And so they go about that. You know, they don't, I understand that. They don't want to get involved many times because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to fight.
Oh, man.
I haven't taken a vacation in a year because, you know, I'm out here fighting for this campaign because I believe in it. And I know so many passionate volunteers and parents really mm-hmm. do believe in it. And so they appreciate the work that we're doing. But it really is going to take a community bonding together, getting rid of the division that's among us. And the division is created by the over-politicization of schools.
Right.
People move into this area and they stay in this area because of good quality schools that focus on education and academic success. And they move out when it goes beyond those parameters, mm-hmm. which is – we've had that here in Wake County. Historic number of families leaving public schools – because they're seeing these things, over-politicization, mandates that went on far longer than other areas of the country and other areas of the world, policies that have hurt people. And then you got things like the Wake County Democrats tweeting out a picture of parents that are going to school board meeting, painting them as extremists.
Yeah, of course.
Because they're going to school board meetings and saying, hey, we'd like our kids to be able to go back to school. Or you have the Wake Teachers Union president – the North Carolina Teachers Union president tweeting out that learning loss is a false construct. And yet even liberal papers like the New York Times are talking about what a disaster learning loss
massive
is for school.
Learning loss because of COVID.
So it's just denying what is blatantly in front of the faces of parents. They're feeling it. They're living it every day. And they are exhausted because of these policies. And really, they just want to get back to good quality education.
And there's plenty of people that are moving out into more rural areas mm-hmm. because they're a little more traditional in the way they run their school systems. And mm-hmm. so you don't have as much of this garbage out here. And CRT, a buddy of mine, John Amanchukwu, who's speaking all over the nation now. He's got a book coming out called Erased, which deals with abortion from a racial perspective. He was just speaking at a school board meeting the other day and said, CRT is not going to cure racism because CRT is racism. But you get out and you get away from the blue areas, and there's not as much of that out there. So people are leaving. You have three kids in the school system, in the public school system, Steve. So what kind of got you to the point when you had an Air Force career, now you're flying for Delta, things are going fine, you got a great life, thank God for that. But now you're going to throw yourself in to this. What got you there?
Well, I am living the same thing that other parents in Wake County are living, and that is the exhaustion of the chaotic leadership going on right now. So, you know, it kind of started with some people who were fed up with what's called MVP math in Wake County. It's a curriculum that this school board brought in about 6 years ago, and basically, the concept of it is you get a group of students together and they solve a math problem together. Well, inevitably, what's going to happen is the shy kids are not going to be involved in the group, or they're just going to turn to the smartest math kid in the group. That kid's going to answer the problem, and the kids who need some extra help are going to fall behind and behind and behind. So my son was falling behind in math. I had to pay $3,500 in Sylvan Learning Center tutoring just to get him caught up to grade level because he was falling so far behind with this MVP math. And I just got fed up with that. So I started doing my research. I really started getting into the nitty-gritty of this stuff. And then really it's just the division that started happening that I started seeing beyond that, the wasted resources, teachers having these extra duties heaped upon them every day, and they're just supposed to go and, you know, cover for the bad policies that the school board is implementing here. And I felt the desire to run. You know, we've talked about my dad ran for school board out in Sacramento, and I said, you know what, I need to do the same here. And so I decided to run.
Yeah, and that's listen, the military sets the perfect example for all of us that life isn't all about you.
Right.
And if you're going to say you're a patriot, well, part of being a patriot is being self-sacrificing. Mm-hmm. And it's an attitude of service. I'm going to serve and be a part of this. It's not about me. It's about others. Of course, when you live like that, everybody benefits, including yourself and including your children. So as you've gotten in there, what would you say? And I mean, I can blast through your issues page, which is great. You've got all the big hot button issues that all of us want to talk about.
There's more content on my website, I think, than almost any other politician out there, to be honest. And we've spent a lot of time on that because we want people to be informed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they don't know exactly what's going on.
Right.
There's like a veil around most the school system. And you assume, because there's a lot of good teachers, so I have to be very careful not to lump all the teachers in with the problem.
Oh, yeah.
The leadership is terrible. The administration mostly is terrible. The bureaucracy is terrible. There's like, what, 80 people at the Wake County School System are making $100,000 or more. So it's top heavy. Then you got all these teachers who I think most of them are their heart's in the right place. That's why they're there. But they're caged in a system that doesn't allow them to work. They have to work for the man, so to speak. And so it's remarkable as you go in there. Most people are like, oh, I think everything's fine. My kid has a great teacher. There's so much more to it than that teacher. And that teacher, in many cases, is kind of powerless.
I was out knocking doors 2 weeks ago. And it was actually somebody else that was knocking the street next to me. Knocked on this gentleman's door. He was a Wake County teacher for years. Left the Wake County public school system because it became over-politicized. He said, I don't know that you can change it. Wow. But if you can change it, I'll come back and teach in Wake County. And this is a county that is screaming about a teacher shortage. Mm-hmm. And I just think the over-politicization really has gotten to a lot of parents, a lot of teachers. And you talk about the admin. There's somebody running for school board in District 7. His name's Jacob Arthur. He talks a lot about that.
Yeah.
Admin is growing, the amount of salaries they have. Where is the respect for teachers and what they're doing?
It's just like D.C.
Yeah,
talk about the swamp. The swamp isn't just in Washington, D.C. Apparently, not apparently, it is. It's right here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And that's the problem. And if we do nothing, then the bureaucrats and the ideologues continue to run the system and crank out these little kids who by the time they go off to college, you don't even know who they are. This is Steve Noble with Steve Bergstrom. We'll be right back.
.com. Oh, angel said, from a
how many stories have you heard? Welcome back. It's Steve Noble. How many stories have you heard when COVID hit and the shutdown and all of a sudden there's all kinds of crazy things that parents are finding out because all of a sudden their children are at home doing school on Zoom or whatever, however the school system chose to do that. And you're just in the background. You're trying to go about your day. And then all of a sudden you're hearing things coming out of the school, out of the teacher, out of the curriculum. And you're like, whoa, what's going on there? That's where I'm glad. That's one of the upsides of COVID. A lot of parents talk about being woke, started to wake up to what's actually going on in the school system. And again, I want to caution everybody. We're talking to Steve Bergstrom today. He's running for District 8 here in the Wake County Public School System. His website, steve4schools.com. That's F-O-R, steve4schools.com. And realizing, okay, there's a lot of things going on in here. And again, there's lots of good teachers, but the teachers aren't picking the curriculum and the teachers don't have much freedom. And the teachers, there's a program out of, you were in Texas. I was born there and then left quickly. But, what's his name? Tony Evans is a pastor in Dallas. So he started this thing called Adopt a School. And Adopt a School, just a church comes in and goes up and approaches a public school and says, how can we serve you guys? We're not here to talk to you about Jesus. Now you come to our place, we're going to talk about Jesus. But when we come here, we're just going to serve you. So what do you need? And this just blew up. They were here about 12 or 13 years ago, Steve, and several churches in the area. Bayleaf Baptist has been doing this. Crossroads have been doing it. Crossroads has been serving Millbrook High School, for example, for years, probably 20 years at this point. And so all of a sudden, they're just in there serving, and they're bringing teachers basic supplies and serving them lunch. And I remember the one school that Bayleaf was dealing with, that when they served them lunch and brought them basic supplies, there were tears. Because they're like, they're having to pay for a lot of this stuff out of their own pocket, which is insane to me. And then at one point, the Wake County School System said, this is literally the school system said, all right, so how quickly can you adopt all of them? Because they saw that if the church was going to do that, that was going to solve one of their big problems, which is the fact that they don't know how to manage their own business. So they get somebody else to come in and take care of it on somebody else's dime, and it's all good. But it's really, on a scale from 1 to 10, Steve, how bad is it? Now that you're in there, you've been studying for a while, you're a parent, you have three kids in the system, 10's a total train wreck, flush it down the toilet. 1 is we might as well be in heaven.
it's a disaster. It's a 12 as far as bad. You know it's bad when multiple times every year you are on the nightly news, national nightly news, being highlighted for your woke policies. I mean, they made every prime time national news segment twice this year for some of their
Wake County public schools did.
And it's just – it's gotten out of hand to the point where parents, again, are just exhausted with what's going on in the school system. So, you know, you and I have discussed this. I think really what parents will respect and want back in quality in Wake County is quality schools, where you send your kids to school, where schools used to be a bedrock of the community. Used to be able to trust that you could send your kids to school, and they would be go there, and they would be taught correct principles or correct math, correct reading, and you even look at who's in charge of the Office of Equity Affairs at Wake County.
Yeah.
I mean, I just put out a Facebook post about this. You can check my Twitter on this as well. He's talking about equity in math,
right?
And racial aspects of math.
Traditional math is racist.
Like, get out of here, man! We don't need this stuff in our school system. What we need are good quality teachers that respect what they're doing. They got into this profession because they love teaching.
That's right.
So let them teach. Mm-hmm. And then leave the political ideology out of it.
Yeah. And they just can't, because they really don't care about constituents. And they ultimately don't care about kids. They just care about cranking out people made in their own image, which is idolatry by definition. But that's what they're doing.
Which is what we need to fight against. It really is. We can't just hope and pray that this is going to get done, that things will naturally just move back into a more common sense solution and position.
Speaking of common sense, I'm pulling this one off of Steve's website, steveforschools.com, our District 8, which is Southwest Wake County. How do you describe that to people? For Wake County people, there's Southwest District 8. Where is that?
It's basically the southern part of Cary, most of Apex, almost all of Holly Springs, and a little tiny sliver of Fuquay.
Got it. Okay. So we want to talk about common sense and things like that. Well, here's a story right off of Steve's website. You'll be inspired, but you'll be frustrated, too. You might want to throw the computer when you spend a little time on Steve's website. Steve4schools.com. Full mask compliance for two-year-old children practicing for kindergarten. That's what we're trying to do. This is Wake County Public Schools Assistant Superintendent Paul Coe. And you know what their idea was? We need to train two-year-olds on mask compliance.
Yeah.
You can't train a two-year-old in just about anything. Certainly mask compliance. We're going to train them on mask compliance. What? That's so insane, and yet he's deadly serious about it.
How do you justify that to a kid as well? And how do you go to parents who have a medical exemption, saying, you know, there was a parent in Wake County Public Schools, their kid threw up every time that they put on a mask for more than 30 minutes or so, and they basically told that kid, you cannot come back to school. And this is a year and a half into COVID at this point. It's gotten so far beyond just common sense and normal decency that we have to just get back to focusing on education, because right now, every statistic, every survey, every study that's being done says kids are at least 3 to 5 years behind in where they should be as far as grade level proficiency. And that was before. You know, you talk about if they want to talk about equity in public schools, by the eighth grade, African-American kids and Latino kids, they are proficient in math at a 12% clip.
Wow.
We are graduating at a 90% rate in Wake County.
Which is a joke.
Yeah, it is. Because
they shouldn't be.
Well, less than 50% of every kid that graduates Wake County Public Schools is not what they call career and college ready. So ready to either go out and get a career or go out and go to college.
We're not even equipping them to stand on their own two feet.
It is a disaster. So,
but we are teaching them stuff like this. Okay, so I saw this article. I've dealt with this stuff before. Lawn Boy, which is a book that's available. I have to be careful here. You've got about 13 different warnings on here with this book content. Okay, this is in the Wake County public school systems. We engage the Wake County. Before radio, I just do a bunch of activism. It was Called to Action. That was the name of it. So we had a parent that found some of these books and brought it to us. And I was on the station locally when it was AM that Rush Limbaugh was on. So I was on the show that came after Rush at 3 o'clock, 3 hours. We're talking about this. And we had all this stuff from all these books that were in the Wake County school system. They would not let me read it on the air. Mm-mm. Because they're like, Steve, that's an FCC violation. You can't do that. You can't. So like in the last 30, 40 minutes of the show, the producer finally goes, okay, here's the deal. Every word that's painfully obvious, whether it's an obviously bad word or a suggestive word, just replace it with the word farm, F-A-R-M. He goes, but you can only do that for about 25 or 30 seconds because the FCC will jump on that and they will fine us hundreds of thousands of dollars because they're going to know. It's going to be so obvious what you're talking about, right? So let me try to do it right
okay.
here. Okay. This is just from Lawn Boy, which is in the Wake County Public School System. Okay, so now we're in this part. But there's one thing I'd never tell Nick in a million years, not that it really matters. In fourth grade at a church youth group meeting out in the bushes behind the parsonage, I touched Doug Goebel's farm, and he touched mine. In fact, there were even some farms involved. It's not something I'd even think about all these years later, except that Goebel is the hottest real estate agent in Kitsap. Placing her knees between my legs, she wrestled off her sweater and unbuttoned her blouse and pulled off her panties. Okay, I'm not going to change that. And she climbed on top of me on it. This is in the Wake County Public School System. This is pornography.
This is available to elementary and middle school kids. I know that I wouldn't want my 13-year-old reading this stuff when he was 13
right.
years old because at that time he wasn't emotionally mature. Maybe there's some kid out there who at 13 years old who is emotionally mature to be able to talk about this stuff and handle this stuff in a mature way. I don't know many 13-year-olds who are, or 12-year-olds, or 8-year-olds. But I had a parent whose child was 8 years old and accessed these books.
Oh,
and in
man.
Some of those books, there are pornographic images.
Yeah, there's pictures
in the book, but because they're drawings, we're able to get away with it. It's not considered pornography. And so it's just parents, you know, if you
I'm looking at the one on your website. You can get to it on the website. And again, oh, yeah. there's all these warnings. Okay, warning, caution. Warning, these excerpts are explicit and inappropriate for children.
You can see this stuff on Netflix.
And you don't see the warning signs in the Wake County Public. This one's called Gender Queer. Okay,
no.
I'm not even going to describe what you can see.
Yeah.
But Lindsay Mahaffey, who voted yes for this stuff, said the books were inspirational.
Yeah.
Well, what is that?
Besides, evil.
It's just evil.
Most of the school board calls these books inspirational. Christine Kushner, who's not running, called it inspirational. Lindsay Mahaffey, same thing. It's an affront to parents who want to raise their kids a certain way. If you want to show that material to your kid in the walls of your own home, fine. You know, I'm not going to tell you whether you should or shouldn't, but in my home, that's not going to happen.
Right.
And I don't think it should be appropriate. We're talking about age-appropriate
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, and that's not up to the Wake County school system or any other school system to invade my home and invade my child's life with that kind of information.
Yeah.
Whether you agree with it or not, I mean, yeah. The information itself, gay, straight, whatever, but that's not – the public school system is not the place to have those conversations. You want to do that in your house, that's your deal, but not in the school system. We're talking to Steve Bergstrom, steve4schools.com. We'll be right back.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame.
Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Today, spending our hour with Steve Bergstrom. He's running for District 8, which is in Southwest Wake County. Steve4schools.com. I cannot stress enough, and I'll continue to do this. And Steve, just so you know what's on the horizon, I'm going to get all you guys back, all the different conservative candidates. And if somebody else, if you're an uber liberal, you're not a conservative candidate and you want to come on here, fine, reach out to me, but realize I'm not like you. And I'll be kind to you because my witness for Jesus Christ triumphs over my political positions. But don't think that this will be a safe place. I'll challenge you all the time. But if you want to come in for that, that's fine. I'll treat you with dignity. I'll treat you with respect because you're made in the image of God, even though I disagree with you on a lot of things. But if you want access, you can ask for it. Okay, so just put that out there. But I'm going to bring all you guys back through. In October, and then the week before, I'm going to have everybody call in, and then the day of, I'm going to try to get all of you to call in, just 2, 3, 4 minutes, because I'm just going to pepper the audience with as much of this as I can, because literally, ladies and gentlemen, there is no excuse. If you live in Wake County, you have to get it. Well, Steve, my kids are grown and out of the house. I don't care. Steve, we're homeschoolers, so am I. I don't care. Love your neighbor as yourself. Whether you have kids, they're out of the house, or you don't have children at all.
If you're going to call yourself a Christian, then you care about your neighbor, even if you're not in the same situation. Okay, so you have to engage. You know what's happening to our children, not just here, but around the country. And we're reaping the whirlwind for that. And they will continue to do that. Abraham Lincoln, several years ago, while he was president, said, the philosophy that runs the schoolroom will run the government in the next generation. And that's exactly what's going on. He was absolutely right, which is why supporting people like Steve and the other candidates you mentioned, Jacob Arthur in here, or E.C. Sykes, or Fred Von Cannon, and some of the other, Michelle Morrow, some of the other, Wing Ying, he was in a bunch of them. Cheryl Caulfield was in here. And you have to know who the people are that you can trust, who the conservative-minded people, and you got to put them in. You have to. And to sit on the sidelines and not vote is a sin. I'm telling you, you're saying that I don't care what happens to my neighbor. And especially when you're talking about children, the stakes go even up. God help you if you help lead little ones astray. Okay, so you have to engage, which is why, Steve, again, thanks for your time today. So of all the things we could talk about, what do you want? You want to talk about your competitor? You want to talk about your opponent? What do you want to talk
about? Well, let's, you said something just now I want to hit on. Those parents or those voters, excuse me, out there who say, well, my kids aren't involved in public schools anymore, so I'm not really engaged in that, or I don't really care about public schools and kind of what they're teaching right now. Thank goodness I'm out. There's 56 million kids in public schools around the country right now. That's enough to win a presidential election.
Yeah. Hello.
So if you are allowing this over-politicization to go on in schools, which is going on right now in Wake County to an extreme, then you are saying you don't care about the future of the nation. And you don't care, even if you don't care about the politicization, these kids are being, their education is being absolutely destroyed.
Yeah.
Our economic success, our ability to stay as a solid competitor in the on the world stage, it's dependent on whether or not these kids get a good education.
That's right.
So your 401k, that's going to be affected.
Right.
Your property taxes, that's going to be affected. So even those people who say I don't really care about it anymore because I don't have kids in the system, I think that's a mistaken view that you need to relook at when you start thinking about the future of the country and how that affects you.
That's right. It's radically selfish.
Yeah.
Radically selfish. I mean, it is idolatry to think like that, okay? If you know what I'm talking about, if you're a Christian, you should understand that. And you sit there and go, okay, back to Lincoln's point. These kids are going to be running the show in 25 years. How do you feel about that? Well, wow, that really worries me. Okay, then get educated and show up in November and vote.
Well, and it really doesn't take a lot to get educated.
No.
You can go on my website. You can talk. You can look over the issues. But really, if you just go out and you talk in the community to people, you know, the best success that I've had is parents who have come to me and said, hey, what should I talk about? What are the things that are affecting your kid in their daily schooling?
Yeah.
And they go out and they say, wow, I've had success just panning out your flyer and saying, what are you concerned about with public schools? And they'll just – it'll be a waterfall of issues that your neighbors have. And you'll really get to know that you are not alone in your concerns about public schools. And really, this year is the last year we have to bring back some normalcy, some common sense, some decency to Wake County Public Schools. It's the last year. We go to staggered – elections after this year. So in District 8, it's going to be a two-year term, but after that, it'll be a four-year term. And only half of the districts in Wake County are going to be staggered this year. Half will go to these four-year terms.
Yeah.
This is the last time that we have to bring back some type of common sense.
Yeah, to kind of run the table. You have to run the table in order to do that.
Yeah, you have to. You almost have to. You have to. I mean, I agree.
You've got to get the majority.
You've got to get the majority. And then you can start to affect some change and really start to see. But I think District 8 really is the deciding district in Wake County. It will tell us whether or not Wake County wants a different direction or whether they want to continue on this nosedive, what I call education, public education here in Wake County. My job, my campaign manager homeschooled all her kids. She feels so passionately about making public schools the number one option that she's volunteering her free time.
Yeah.
Her life,
awesome.
You know, to be able to campaign with me. So District 8, the chair is the incumbent. It's me versus Lindsay Mahaffey. She represents all of the policies, everything that is going on in Wake County, all of the corruption that's gone on. She has abused her authority multiple times. I talk about that on my website. She's called these books inspiring. She's led with chaotic leadership. They can't even get the buses to run on time. Parents get daily text messages telling them which bus routes are not going to be running today. Yeah. The only respite the parents had was during the summertime when school wasn't in session. Wow. And so I think it's really important to look at District 8 and say, how are we going to have schools be in the future? Are we going to have them be the gold standard that they used to be, mm-hmm. or are we going to continue this nosedive?
Yeah. We were envy of the world.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while, but we were. Yeah. And I believe we could get there again.
Absolutely.
And it's just, so Mahaffey, she's like the poster child for everything that's wrong with the Wake County school system.
100%.
Not just the poster child as if she just fits the bill. I mean, she painted the poster.
Correct.
She is the poster.
Yeah.
Because that's been her position.
She's pushed all of these issues. And, you know, unfortunately, when there's some accountability that comes, hey, you did this. You implemented this policy. What are you going to do to fix it? It's blame somebody else. Take learning loss, for an example. You can go back and look at the last 6 months of school board meetings. You won't find a mention of what they're going to do with all the COVID money that they received from the federal government and how they're going to fix learning loss. Little of it was spent on students, very little.
Yeah.
And the kids are just hurting right now. I intend to change that. I'm going to cut out the ineffective programs. I'm going to divert that money toward combating learning loss and giving our teachers the resources they need. I can't affect how the General Assembly, you know, decides to pay teachers in North Carolina. I'm going to advocate for higher teacher pay, but along with that higher teacher pay is going to be some expectations that they leave politics at the door.
That's right.
They teach a good quality education. And I think most teachers do that. The leadership tone needs to be set from the top. You asked me about what I learned in the Air Force. It was that. The tone was always set from the top. And the tone right now is chaos. And I intend to come in and bring in a tone of responsible, principle-centered leadership, quality education in Wake County.
And what are you running into as you're talking to people in District 8? Do that real quick and then tell us how we can help you out.
The things that I'm running into just as far as like campaigning, like what am I hearing
from constituents? Yeah, what are you hearing from people out there?
They love the message. I mean, I'll tell you, I have had prominent Democrats come to me and say, we know that you're going to win. So they realize that there needs to be a change in Wake County. And so people, I think, are grateful for the message. It's refreshing to have somebody that they know is going to go out there and fight for their families, for teachers, for their values, and really just quality education. Mm-hmm. Leave everything at the door. Focus on reading, writing, arithmetic. What I need... you know, Lindsay Mahaffey has name recognition. She has a PAC. She has all the support of the most extreme Wake County and North Carolina Teachers Union. We need help as far as just getting the word out. We need donations so that we can get this information out to people who haven't heard it and convince them to come out and vote for positive change in Wake County schools.
Yeah, and so especially if you live down there in Southwest Wake, if you're in District 8, if you're like, I don't know if I'm in District 8, just Google it. Okay, go to the Google. It's not that
You can
difficult.
Actually go on my website.
It's right on his website. That's right.
The front page.
You can see the map yourself. You do not have to be in District 8 to help Steve out or any of these other candidates. That's the point I make. If you're listening and you're down in South Carolina or you're in Utah, we're on a couple other places, and you're like, these are people that I wish there were people like this running in my city. Yeah, me too. So support the ones that are running because they're part of the same American experiment that you and I are. And so it doesn't matter where you live. If it's right, you get involved. It doesn't matter what the location is. So, but especially if you live down there, you got to get involved. You have to be a part of the solution. You don't sit on the sidelines. And I think it's wonderful if you pray for Steve. And we should do nothing without prayer, but oftentimes prayer isn't the only thing you should do. So you actually have to get out of the upper room and get out into the streets and help people like Steve Bergstrom get elected. Steve4schools.com is the website. Steve4, that's F-O-R, schools.com. Go to the homepage for Steve Bergstrom. You'll see right there, get involved, donate, endorsements, blog and news, his opponent. You can go look at all the information. What did you say earlier? You've got more information on here than any other candidate?
Yeah.
So that's good.
I love it.
Education is the key. If we're going to talk about education, you need to educate people yourself, and you're doing that. God bless you, Steve, for running.
Steve, thanks.
And for being a great voice and for standing up there for families, most of whom you don't know. But that doesn't matter. It's worth doing, and it's important, and God bless you for doing it. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, sir.
We'll have you back again. So we'll continue to do this. Tomorrow, a good friend of mine, Jeff Myers, Dr. Jeff Myers, runs Summit Ministries. This is the best worldview ministry in America for young people, high school and college. It's going to be, I'm going to spend the whole hour with them, so it's going to be a great show tomorrow. Make sure you don't miss it. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.